Good morning. John Mackey here from Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit. Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2015, and here is your news. If you owe on an old debt and receive Social Security payments, sometimes you may be wondering whether that money can be taken to pay for the outstanding debt. Generally speaking, SSI, or Social Security income, is protected by federal law. It's a welfare program to support those who cannot care for themselves. If your Social Security is deposited into a bank account, a creditor with a judgment cannot execute against that account to satisfy the claim against you. There are exceptions. If your Social Security income is from a disability award, SSDI, or Social Security retirement income, then it is not completely protected by federal law. Claims for taxes or other money owed to the government, child support obligations, or student loan payments can be satisfied with this money. For this reason, it is important not to mix your Social Security money into an account with money that comes from other sources, as it may become impossible to figure out which money is protected and what is not. When you mix your funds, you may lose it all to your creditors. Shoppers are pulling out the plastic more often as they gain confidence that an improving economy and labor market will allow them to handle debt. It's a sign that stagnant wages, which have plagued workers during the recovery, limit the amount of discretionary cash consumers have available to spend. And experts worry that credit cards are becoming easier to get, making it more likely that Americans will dig a financial hole that would be difficult to climb out if the economy takes a turn for the worse. A senior economist at IHS states, people are basically using their credit cards because they don't have enough money. We are concerned about overall credit card debt, she said. In the end, they spend money they don't have, and that's always worrisome. Consumers ended 2014 with $889 billion in credit card debt, up 4% from 2013 at a level not seen since 2009. As the recession waned and people were paying off credit cards and other loans, according to figures from the Federal Reserve. Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but sometimes it's illegal. Just ask the people behind First Time Credit Solutions, who promoted their business as FTC Credit Solutions until the real FTC shut them down. The group claimed their credit repair firm was licensed by the FTC, and allegedly took thousands of dollars from people after promising to delete negative but accurate information from their credit reports. In fact, the operation wasn't licensed by the FTC. No credit repair service is, and didn't get true negative information removed from their reports, because that's against the law. The FTC is working to permanently ban the operators of this company from offering credit repair. FTC Credit advertised nationwide, online, in print, and on radio and social media. According to the FTC, the company preyed mostly on lower-income Spanish-speaking people who wanted to modify heavy debts or improve low credit scores. It took illegal advance payments of about $2,000 per person. Like any American family living paycheck to paycheck, Conrad Getzinger and Cassandra Rose hope that if they make the right choices, their $13 an hour jobs will keep the lights on, put food in the fridge, and gas in the car. But every 2 weeks, the Omaha, Nebraska couple is reminded of a choice they didn't make and can't change. A chunk of both of their paychecks disappears before they see it, seized to pay off old debts. The seizures are the latest tactic of debt collectors who have tracked the couple for years, twice scooping every penny out of Getzinger's bank account and even attempting to seize his personal property. For Getzinger, 29, they're the bewildering consequences of a laptop loan he didn't pay off after high school. For Rose, age 33, a painful reminder of more than $20,000 in medical bills racked up while uninsured. The garnishments total about $760 each month, comprised the single largest expense in the budget. Across the country, millions of other workers face a similar struggle, how to live when a large fraction of their paycheck is diverted for a consumer debt. Most low-income people are struggling to keep up with the basic fixed costs, says Michael Collins, faculty director at the Center for Financial Security at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. That tends to absorb most of the budget. There isn't much left. The federal law regulating garnishment harkens back to 1968, when the financial life of Americans was much simpler. Time has eroded when even there were modest protections. The law barred creditors from taking any wages from the very poorest of workers, but used a calculation based on the minimum wage to identify them. Since the federal minimum wage hasn't kept up with inflation, today, only workers earning about $11,000 annually or less, a wage below the poverty line, are protected. The law also allows collectors to garnish a quarter, 25% of a debtor's after-tax pay, an amount that government surveys show is plainly unaffordable for many families. And the law is silent on perhaps the most punishing tactic of collectors. It does not prohibit them from cleaning out debtors' bank accounts. As a result, a collector can't take more than 25% of a debtor's paycheck, but if that paycheck is deposited in a bank, all of the money in the account can be grabbed to pay down the debt. Find a mistake on your credit report? 1 in 5, or 21% specifically, of the consumers who have seen their credit reports said they found wrong information on the reports, according to a Credit.com survey of credit report awareness. The common advice in this situation is, dispute it. But what happens to your credit reports and credit scores when you do? I'm not going to talk about the mechanics of the dispute process, but instead what happens to your credit reports and scores when you challenge items in your credit reports. There are two ways to dispute a mistake on your credit report. The first is through the credit reporting agency that is reporting the information incorrectly, and the second is to go directly to the furnisher that supplied that information to the credit bureaus. A note here. When I stated that 1 in 5 or 21% of the consumers that have seen the reports said they found wrong information on the reports, the truth is there was a study done in 2003 that stated 79% of credit reports have mistakes on them. Both Experian and TransUnion said they do not add disputed to information that a consumer disputes directly with them. You won't necessarily see any indicator on the report itself that it says it's in dispute, said Rod Griffin, Director of Public Education for Experian. And TransUnion Public Relations Director David Blumberg said in an email, "No, the item is not flagged by TransUnion, and lenders do not see that it is currently being disputed. On Equifax reports, the items will be noted as consumer disputes, reinvestigation and process," says Meredith Grifanti, Senior Director of Public Relations for Equifax, noting in her email, "If the consumer applies for credit during this time, the potential creditor will see this comment." On the other hand, if you dispute an item with the furnisher of the information, the company reporting the information to the bureaus, such as a credit card company or an auto lender, for example, it will very likely be noted as disputed. Here is each major credit reporting agency's policy. Equifax. It is a part of the statute of the FCRA that an unresolved dispute be noted by the creditor as consumer disputes this account information or other language. Lenders that request the information will see this information. For Experian, the lender may add a statement that notes it is in dispute, and then Experian will add a notation noting that it is in dispute. TransUnion states, a furnisher may sometimes place an account in dispute remark on the file, which can be seen by lenders. As a side note, the FCRA and the FDCPA do state, if you file a dispute with a debt collector, that information must be marked as disputed. Now here's why it matters. Why is it important whether an account is listed as disputed or not? Because that dispute could have an effect on your credit scores. While an account is documented as disputed, it is temporarily excluded from consideration. Now, this applies to both VantageScore and FICO. Now, the downside of disputing is that a consumer could also possibly see a decline in his or her score. The key to all this is to get a copy of your credit report well before you plan on applying for a loan, and challenge those items or hire a reputable credit repair, credit restoration company to have those items challenged. We also know how to get these items off of a credit report and also how to get the disputes off. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.